Our response today is, our help is in the name of the Lord. Had not the Lord been with us, let Israel say, had not the Lord been with us, when people rose up against us, then would they have swallowed us alive. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us. The torrent would have swept over us. Over us then would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not leave us a prey to their teeth. Our help is in the name of the Lord. We were rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. Broken was the snare, and we were freed. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Here's a quiz for you. It's from your high school math class. Do you remember the formula for measuring the area of a circle? It's pi r squared. You take the radius of the circle and you square it, and then you multiply it by pi. Now, pi is an infinite number of digits. The first 10 are 3.141592653. And it goes on and on and on. And because it's that kind of infinite number, it's used in memory contests. People are challenged to memorize as many digits of pi as they can. Now, there's a high school in Manhattan that has an annual memorization contest. Which student can rattle off the most digits of pi? This year's winner was a junior named Jason. He memorized 162 digits and won an iPad. Today's Psalm 124 is a different kind of memory test. It's not about a math formula, but something more immediate to our lives. It's about remembering who our God is and what our God has done for us. In the psalm, the Israelites are remembering the great deeds that God did for them and their dependence on God. The psalm starts, "Had not the Lord been with us?" And then the details are filled in. Can you hear what their struggles were? How difficult their past was. Listen, the psalm says, when people rose up against us, and when their fury was inflamed against us, and then there's the raging waters that threatened to overwhelm them. How bad was it for the people? Very bad. What got them through those difficult times? Certainly it wasn't because of any powers they had, not against an enemy that threatened to swallow them alive, or raging waters that threatened to overwhelm them. No, this is a psalm that calls on their memory. It's in the opening line of the psalm. Had not the Lord been with us, God was with them during their bleakest moments. Being close to God or having God with them didn't spare them from hard times. They still had to face the wrath of their enemies and the threats of raging waters. Were they fleeing from the Egyptian army that had threatened to swallow them alive and was now closing in on them? Or were their lives and their faith in God an indictment against evildoers who were now furious against them? Whatever it was, they were rescued from it. They must have had moments of doubt as they went through their hard times. They must have asked some kinds of questions we ask in our dark periods, when we feel we're about to be overwhelmed by raging waters of one kind or another. Questions like, how long, O God? Where are you, God? Don't you care, God? People ask questions like that, well, when a spouse is going through a long illness, or when we're trying to break a destructive habit, or when we're working through a rough period in a marriage, or after losing a job, struggling to keep ourselves and our family afloat. Or when we're feeling abandoned during certain periods of our faith life, when we struggle to believe and our prayers bring us little satisfaction or comfort. The psalmist invites us to remember today how God stood with us during the difficult times in the past, when they felt we could barely keep our head, when we felt we could barely keep our head above the raging waters of our struggles. Four times we responded during this psalm, "Our help is in the name of the Lord." Four times we were invited to put our faith again in the God we worship at this Eucharist. Our Eucharist is the memory of who God is and what God's done for us. Our God is the God who raised Jesus from the dead. And his resurrection reminds us that God can make a way for us where there seems to be no way. When life struggles and temptations threaten, as the psalmist says, to swallow us alive. In other words, even if we have a faltering memory, God has a good memory for us and never forgets to be with us. God is our traveling companion for the hard journeys we face. Our God doesn't get distracted along the way, nor turn away from us even when we've turned from God. After all, the psalmist reminds us, our God is the maker of heaven and earth. Our God is our maker. And we know that we're God's special handiwork. So, though we've said it four times already, let's say it one more time, lest we forget. Our help is in the name of the Lord.